KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota, streaming online from ktwh.org.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. That you think we'll do one again.
Hello, and thanks for tuning into the Beet Farm here at KTWH LP 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and KTWH.org. The Beet Farm show consists of vintage in-studio performances of a variety of musicians and genre, and it airs every Friday from 5 to 6. This is Leslie and Carl's Beet Farm Show, and we're here the third Friday of the month with new live sessions. Beet Farms are also rebroadcast the following Sunday at 3 o'clock. Everybody make a note. You can hear this again Sunday at 3 o'clock. Again, thanks for listening. Today we're going to get to know the Fishheads, a trio from the Duluth area. We're so tickled to have you guys. Welcome.
Thanks, Les.
Yeah.
Thanks, Les.
All right.
You got the vintage part down. We are vintage.
So old. Oh, they're a stitch. You guys, listeners are going to love this show. Can you just start us off with a song right away?
We can.
That's good.
We're going to start you off back in the maybe 60s, 70s here. Little Dion.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems a good that I young. No, I just looked around and he's gone. Same.
you.
You know, it's really, really nice. We have some audience members
out there. Yeah.
A whole bunch of people.
A whole bunch of people.
They heard about the fish heads, so here they are, of course. And we are live in the studio with the fish heads today. And, you know, could you guys just go around and introduce yourselves, you know, just
of course,
say your course.
Myrna's to my left.
Myrna. Oh, they're they're shaking hands with each other.
So
wow.
On pedal steel, we have Paul Jones. He'll also be up on banjo. Paul is a very versatile instrumentalist, and we're happy to have him with us. To my right is my husband, Mike. We call him Big Spike Munson. He's on the little ukulele bass. And we'll be trading off between guitar and bass. And my name is Kim. We are the Fish Heads.
Mama Guppy.
Yeah, very, very nice. And I did want to say something, one other thing about Paul Jones.
Oh.
Here's a description I recently read about Paul.
Did he write it?
No. He arrives at a song's destination after much practice and years of playing with many Nashville musicians, yet he can improvise anything.
So that's true. I wrote that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just picked and chose a few things. And I'm going to have you go for another song, and then we'll talk a little bit more about you guys.
All right. So we're going to do a little quieter tune for you. And this one is a Jason Isbell, Amanda Shires tune called If We Were Vampires. During 2020 and 2021, Mike and I did all these concerts from home on Facebook and raised a lot of money for the food shelf. And this was one of the songs that we learned during that time.
And what's it called again?
It's called If We Were Vampires.
Appropriate.
If We Were Vampires.
It's not the long flowing dress that you're in, or the light coming off of your skin. The fragile heart you've protected for so long, it's mercy in your sense of right. Not your hand searching slow in the dark, or your nails leaving love's watermark. Not the way you taught me off of the roof. Your questions like directions to the truth. It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone. It's knowing that this
gosh, I love that pedal steel.
Oh, me too. Wow, and you're listening to KTWH 99.5, low power, and we have the Fishheads live in the studio. That was a song called If We Were Vampires, and Kim Curtis Munson was singing mostly the leads. Gorgeous voice, honey. It's
That's a beautiful song.
That's a great song.
That was a nice mix, too. A really nice mix.
Whoops.
Yeah. Is it a good mix? Oh, good.
Yeah, and of course, Mike Munson was singing harmonies, and I love, you know, when you guys sing harmony together. And bass, he has one of those small, like a baritone uke bass.
He actually made this out of an old one. Yeah.
That's a wonderful.
I just went on Google and Googled convert baritone ukulele to U bass, and they showed me all kinds of ideas, and I went to town.
And it's wonderful, and it sounds just like our friend actually bought one, and it sounds, you know, just the same.
This one sounds better.
Probably it does. And then we have Paul Jones on steel guitar. You know, is that what you officially call it, steel guitar?
I call it a cheese cutter.
Uh-huh.
It's got the pedals on it, too, though, but it's a
pedal steel guitar.
Pedal steel guitar, thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it really... you know, have we even had a pedal in here before, Carl?
I don't think so.
He's a busy man
under the table there with his feet and knees. He's
all right. I know it's really quite a contraption, if I do say so myself. I saw him putting it all together.
He does take up a lot of studio space.
Yeah, I'll bet he does.
The cheese is a little too thick for my liking, though.
Okay. So can you remind me who wrote that? You said
Jason Isbell, Amanda Shires. I think it's a Jason Isbell penned it. Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was trying to think when I first met you. And I think it was I met the two of you at Amazing Grace when you were hosting all those women who were having a huge blast every Sunday.
The Warm Women of the North
and the Chick Jam.
Yep, and Chick Jam.
Well, that was before that, wasn't it?
The Chick Jam started before the Warm Women really turned into a band, and then, you know, we put out a CD. Actually, the next song, we've got a story about that CD.
All right, well, why don't we go ahead and hear a story? I like stories.
Yeah, so here's the story. So in May, we were sitting at home in the house, and Mike had satellite radio on. And I was upstairs, he was downstairs, but he runs it through the whole house. So I'm sitting up there doing paperwork, and this song comes on, and I'm like, hey, that's my song, not being sung by me. So it was really wild. I went screaming through the house because it was a really good version of the song. Not that we don't do a good version of a song, but it was
this was Nashville's finest doing her song.
This is a really good version of the song.
Yeah.
So we ended up finding out it was Dale Ann Bradley, who is a kind of a six-time vocalist, IBMA winner. She's a bluegrass, you know, queen in many people's books. And so she picked up the song off the Warm Women CD, which was put out in 2008, and she got it off of some songwriting website that they had. And all she knew on it was that it was the Warm Women of the North. So I ended up contacting Pinecastle Records and Dale Ann Bradley, and Mike thinks he's getting a large boat, but folks, he's not.
I was going to say, you get residual, you get...
Yeah, I mean, I will, you know, when it all gets worked out, there will be something coming, but again, you know, royalties are nothing. But anyway, it was really fun to have someone pick
cool.
it up. So,
way
and
cool.
And we got to wish Dale Ann Bradley well, too, because we heard she had a heart attack.
She just had a heart attack. So. She had heart surgery, and now she's home, so.
And last name is Bradley, Dale Ann Bradley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So we're going to do a song that I wrote called One Good Wiper Blade. We've all been there, right?
Just outside Tacoma lives a tiny little town. They're still rolling up the sidewalks when the nighttime rolls around. There's gossip running rampant behind the window shades, and I've got one good wiper blade. Sing, he would
town. Tell my family not to worry. My dues are being paid, and I got one good wife, Irva Lady.
That on his little
it's
boat.
It's on the passenger side.
Too. Oh, it is. Yeah, no doubt. Very cool. And so, was that an original?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's an original. That's
great.
The one that she picked up.
That's the one
up.
That's going to get me yeah, my new boat.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Good. Good deal. No, she's saying no.
It's
going
to get him a canoe, and
a
he
canoe.
Don't like to get in and out of them.
Zigils. Yeah.
We're going to actually, we're going to trade instruments right
okay.
now if we can.
Okay. Good. And I was just going to okay. talk about that a little bit because you guys really, Kim, first of all, we're here with Kim Curtis Munson, Mike Munson, and Paul Jones, the Fish Heads, if you've just tuned in. And they started out as a bluegrass band 35 years ago. And they are switching off duties because that's what they do, especially Kim and Mike. And between vocals and bass and guitar, mandolin, which they don't actually have here today.
We don't,
and
but Paul is going to have his banjo out pretty soon.
Oh,
in
that's
this next
cool.
Little, in this next little section.
We're running out of time.
No. We're not
we
going to. I'll cut something to mine, Paul, before
yeah.
I'll cut that.
Right, and so I have a note here that Paul Jones is a skilled musician on guitar, banjo, dobro, and pedal steel. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
it's sad.
There you go.
Sad
there,
for us. He shows us up every time he shows up to work.
They do multiple things up here. And what? He does some good things with the golf club?
That's what I hear. Yeah.
All right.
He's a golfer. He runs the Grand Marais Golf Course. He's a golfer, and he runs the course up there, and he runs around and, I don't know, waters all the greens. Him and his dog.
Greenside up.
That's what it's called?
No.
Okay.
Gunflint Hills.
Gunflint Hills.
Gunflint Hills Golf Course.
I was mentioning the instruments, I thought you were going to tell me he plays the golf club.
No.
Like, I mean, you know, anybody can make an instrument out of anything.
That is
but
true.
I
that
don't
is
know.
True.
And, you know, I do want to mention, because this was pretty cool, it wasn't just at Amazing Grace that we knew Kim, and especially Kim, but Carl's daughter used to come home from school and say, I have this wonderful, why don't you tell the story, Carl?
Well, Kim, my daughter holds you in high esteem.
Really?
Yeah, she would come home from school and tell me how much she enjoyed having you as a teacher.
Oh, that's aww. Pretty sweet.
That is sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you should know that Zoe's a teacher now.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah,
that's
and she
so
works
cool.
up in Aurora, and she teaches middle school language arts.
Very good.
And loves it. And, of course,
oh gosh,
none of the rest
so
of
great.
Us ever liked to teach middle school, but she loves middle school.
I taught middle school music, and it weren't no picnic.
Yeah, I hear you. And I taught music all ages, great. And middle school yeah. weren't no picnic. That's right.
Middle school is not the picnic age yeah. for music. They're just like, get me out of this.
That's wow. right. Yeah, and boys yeah. sing. I never you know. Had to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, here we go with another song.
Well, we're going to put Mike up on leading us into some songs here. Maybe he would like to start out with a. We're going to do I Like It in Duluth.
Yeah.
It's a John Berquist tune.
John Berquist.
So John,
let's start with that
Johnny
one.
Was a good friend of ours. He's since passed away, but the last few years of his life, he'd come into Duluth. From up by Eveleth, and we'd be his backup band. Or he was living in Chicago at the time when he would come to Duluth, too. But Mike and I would be his backup band at the Red Mug or whatever when he would come into town.
We always loved getting a call from John, I tell
yeah.
you.
What a character that guy was. So he wrote this great song, and a lot of people do cover this, but we don't ever do a show, really, without doing this song. So it's called I Like It in Duluth, and has lots of little parts of Duluth in it. So if you're from Duluth, you'll find your neighborhood probably in it.
Okay, here
and
we
Mike's
go.
Playing guitar
yep.
on this one.
I'm playing guitar
Kim's
now.
He's got
yep.
the bass.
I've been all around the world. I've even been to the tropical isles, where the native girls with long dark curls wear nothing but a smile. Been across the ocean in a dugout canoe. I flew to Ontonagon in a B-52, but to tell you the truth, I like it in Duluth. We get summer every year for 2 weeks in July. The rest of the time it's cold and freezing, and the snow falls from the sky. But where else in this entire nation can you find cheaper refrigeration? To tell you the truth,
everybody,
I like it in Duluth.
Oh, we got him singing in the studio.
Paul. And a rusty, dusty range.
I don't want it.
From Babbitt
and
Aurora, all the way to Coleraine.
I don't want it.
You can have them big old cities,
Minneapolis and St. Paul.
To tell you the truth, I like it in Duluth. Let me tell you about it now. I got me a gal out in Morgan Park, and one up in the Heights, and a cute little chickie out in Fond du Lac that I see on Wednesday nights, and a big old mama out in Eloise. Man, she knows just what to squeeze. To tell you the truth,
yep,
I like it in Duluth
and Two Harbors.
Thank you.
been all around the world. I've even been to the tropical isles, where the native girls with long blonde curls wear nothing but a smile. I've been across the ocean in a Grumman canoe, and I flew to Ontonagon in a B-52. But to tell you the truth, I like it in Duluth. Yes, indeed we do. To tell you the truth, we like it in Duluth.
One of the best, one of the best Fishhead songs, and everybody got to hear that one. And I did recognize a lot of the places and the things about Duluth. Very, very nice. And did everybody notice that Two Harbors was mentioned also?
Yes, yes. We love Two Harbors. I mean, I don't get up here enough. I love this.
Yeah, too. I really do, too. We once in a while, we even talk about moving here, but I don't think we will. But it's a great place to live.
And there you go.
Okay, so, you know, can I ask you something? Recently I read that you are really, really busy. You've been so busy for, like, you played 40 gigs straight.
We had, like, 40 gigs between May and October.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
we're finishing up, we just finished up this is our last kind of gig in October.
All right. Then
we've only got November 4th at Sir Ben's and December 23rd at Sir Benedict's. And then we're going to take a few months off to maybe do some recording and writing. And we got to get Paul out to our place before he starts back on the golf course in May.
And so when again were those two gigs at Sir Ben's that you just mentioned?
They're both Friday nights, November 4th, and they're from 6 to 9. And then December 23rd, we'll do a little solstice holiday show, you know, where I hang Christmas ornaments in my head.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Dress up as an elf? No, maybe not. Okay, so both of those times at Sir Ben's, November 4th from 6 to 9, and I'm assuming December 23rd, 6 to 9 also.
Yeah.
Yay, that'll be a good way to start my holiday season, although it'll probably have to start.
And then after that, we're going to go back on Facebook. We're going to go back on Facebook actually the end of this month, so we'll go on sometime the last weekend of the month and start our Facebook Live again from our house.
Yay!
Yeah, so we're going to go do that, raise money for the food shelf again. I hear that they're really, really needing
stuff now. In dire need, yeah.
Yeah, even more than before. So we've raised $6,600 in
years. Last thing I heard was $5,000.
Yeah, so we've raised $6,600 now. And,
bless
your
hearts.
We'll go back to doing that because, you know, we don't do this for the money. But we do like to get paid something.
Yeah. Sorry. We have some good cookies
but
and candy.
The cookies and, here and the apple.
The apple cookies.
No, the little, they're candy corns.
Oh, yes.
But they're like green apple or apple flavor. Those
caramel
are good.
Apple, caramel corn.
Yeah, those are
right?
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys got it going on here.
Okay, then there's your pay.
There you go.
We're going with another song then. And then, oftentimes we will take a little break right at 5:30, and that reminds me, I do have to say a little station ID right now.
You can take a break, and we can do this after too.
We're going right through
Press
the hour
right.
today. But
okay.
People are listening to KTWH LP 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and some folks are listening on KTWH.org. Because you can always stream the show, you know. Even people from Two Harbors, sometimes they're in their car, they're driving away, and, they lose the signal. But once they get to a computer or sometimes on their phone, they can get it at ktwh.org. And, you know, the Beet Farm is usually these days vintage shows that we've had. But we have this live one just on the third Friday of every month when we get to have the coolest people in town, like the Fishheads here today. And so, I'm going to say it probably two more times at least. Thank you so much for coming clear up here from Morgan Park and Duluth.
We're out past Morgan Park.
Gary.
Gary. Oh, wow. Gary.
That's
it is
far
Gary.
West as you
Scary
can go.
Gary. Yeah, we drive right by it every time
every
we're
time
going.
Every time we go out to the Chambers,
Chambers
Grove.
Chambers Grove, yeah.
Park. Yeah.
So, and we, that's where we, I mean, when we're hiking in
I love
Jay
that little
Cook.
Trail out there, too.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
The Wild, Wild West.
Yeah, we like Oldenburg Trail.
Yeah.
And so here you go with do another you, song, you, and what will it be?
Do you want to do, like, Charmin?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Okay, so Mike is, you know, he's kind of the guy that gravitates towards the fun, funny things. So this is kind of an amusing little country number.
Okay, he's a funny guy.
Cindy, did you hear what happened last Saturday night while drinking and dancing? I was getting half tight, and this sweet thing named Charmin, she was dancing with me. Went up, jumped her boyfriend, and he hollered at me, please don't squeeze my Charmin, don't hold her so tight. You'd best heed my warning, it's your last one tonight. She's soft and she's gentle and as sweet as can be. And if Charmin needs squeezing, then leave that to me.
Make me weep, Polly. About midnight, I was feeling no pain, and me and Miss Charmin, we were dancing again. And then Hank and old Harlan, they got into a fight, and I heard someone holler, and out went the lights. Please don't squeeze my Charmin, don't hold her so tight. You'd best heed my warning, it's your last one tonight. She's soft and she's gentle and as sweet as can be. And if Charmin needs squeezing, then leave that to me. And if Charmin needs squeezing, then leave that to me. And don't mess with Mr. Whipple.
I'm guessing that Mike wrote that. Who wrote that?
No, it's an old country song.
Really?
It's old, like, I don't know, you probably find it in the 50s.
It's
I'm going to say.
Super
50.
Value.
It's older than Super.
It might be back in the Red Owl days.
You guys do it really well.
That was so cute.
Do you know that song?
No.
Girl?
So,
yeah.
I think that's just adorable.
It's Charmin, Charmon.
Mm-hmm.
Don't squeeze my Charmin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I even spelled it wrong here.
Yeah, if you look for it on YouTube, you got to get the spelling right.
Yeah, there. I suppose. Otherwise, you'll get a bunch of toilet paper on your screen.
So also, during our time where we were doing a lot of shows, I was flipping through stations, came across Channel 8, PBS, and this song somebody was going to be playing on Austin City Limits.
Ray Wiley
and
Hubbard.
It's Ray Wiley Hubbard, the guy who wrote Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mothers.
Oh, yeah.
And he was singing this song that became, it's our new favorite hit. We've got five-year-olds that love this song. So no judgment out there, but it's called Snake Farm.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. A woman I love now is named Ramona. She kinda looks like Tempest Storm. She can dance like a little Egyptian, and she works down at the snake farm.
Snake farm just sounds nasty. Snake farm pretty much is. Snake farm, it's a reptile house, it's a snake farm.
Sense of humor.
She got a tattoo down her arm. It's of a python eating a little mouse, wearing a sailor hat that says Snake Farm. Snake Farm just sounds nasty. Snake Farm pretty much is. Snake Farm, it's a reptile house, it's a snake farm.
Go, Polly. Ramona, how come she works there? She says,
well, it's got its charms. There's not much to do here in the winter, but every once in a while a kid gets bit at
ouch!
The snake farm.
Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm pretty much is. Snake farm, it's a reptile house, it's a snake farm.
Liquor
and a band from Wales that's called The Alarm.
She said she cried when they broke up, but she still plays their records at the snake farm.
Snake farm just sounds nasty. Snake farm pretty much is. Snake farm, it's a reptile house, it's a snake farm.
Sometimes Ramona, she calls me up and says,
come on down here, it's getting warm.
And then she runs everybody off, but you know, it is a snake farm.
Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, yeah, pretty much is. Snake farm, it's a reptile house, it's a snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, pretty much is. Snake farm, it's a reptile house, it's a snake farm. It's a snake farm. It's a snake farm. It's a snake farm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's writing there. That's some fine writing.
Oh, that's really, really good, Snake Farm. That was so much fun. And, you know, I do have to say the fish heads are having fun with their songs, and they're just up here having
we
fun,
do,
too.
That's one thing we do have fun.
I
we
guess
have fun.
So, yeah. Very cool. Let's see. I was going to mention another time that we kind of connected with you guys was when we all kind of collaborated with a project called A Song from the North Country.
Yeah, those were
those
fun.
Are special.
Those
very
were
special.
Really special. That was when we were all kind of stuck at home with COVID, and we had Timothy Soden Groves, our wonderful, wonderful techie producer, and he put everything together when we lowlies just recorded ourselves and
sent him our files, and he
right.
put it all together and did an amazing job.
We did
job.
Videos at home and sent those files
right.
and chopped them all up and put us together and made us look like we were a band.
Right, we look good.
And there was like 20 of us.
I know.
He was a wreck after each project. But
I know, so he said, and we had four of them. I think Carl and I were only involved in three, but that was so much fun, and that was they turned out really cool. And
they're
still
on YouTube, Songs from the North.
Right, I believe so. Songs from the North Country. So you just go to YouTube, Song from the North Country, and then there's four songs to choose from. And the last one, Mason Lowe, might have been my favorite.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a favorite. I really don't. They were all really fun and really great to do. And the song that you wrote for that project, though, was called
It's Gonna Be Love.
That was really a cool song.
There's no way that I would be able to replicate that. I know you asked if I could bring a copy. I don't know that we even have
somewhere I might have saved an audio file, but
I didn't
think of it soon enough yet.
We can lip sync to that.
We could even possibly have it in our library here at the studio, but we didn't get that together soon enough. So we're going to have to settle for another live song from the Fish Heads.
We can do that.
Okay, this is what?
I need that green water bottle out there. We're going to
That's another reason that... A little break with a CD or whatever helps.
It's warm in here. I don't have to tell you guys that. It's very warm.
And
in the studio.
I would gladly get somebody a drink of water if they need one. Do you? And Mike?
He's got some water.
She's got
here,
mine.
We can share.
She's good. Got yours.
So you get up and we'll do this song and get Paul a drink of water in the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody's getting that
for
us.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Find my way home.
so good. So nice.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that, Kim, your voice sounds just as clean and pure as it did when I first started hearing you.
Lozenges. I've taken out a lot of money.
Oh, my
lozenges.
I mean, just beautiful.
Thank you,
honey.
So much.
Giving
sweetest.
Up the camels helped.
Yeah, that last year, right? That, I just had to say that. It's
thank
just
you.
Beautiful.
Thanks so much.
And your harmonies are great. You know, I was really enjoying when you were singing and the steel was kind of accompanying you, just kind of the two sounds and the guitar.
The steel, I mean, both of these, you know, when for me, when Mike plays that song on the guitar and Paul plays it on the steel, it's like having the three voices with those instruments. So I love the voice of the three of them.
Right.
You know,
and
lovely.
So and so the listeners know that was a Fleetwood Mac song?
No, that is a Stevie Winwood song. We did
Traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, Traffic.
We
yeah.
did that at Sacred Heart for the actually it was the Eric Clapton thing, but he collaborated with Stevie Winwood.
Uh-huh.
On
you look just like Weavy Stinwood.
Weavy Stinwood, yeah,
so,
okay.
He's, so
and
we,
so and Paul, I really don't want to put this down anywhere.
Paul's got his H2O coming in. Be
Leary,
careful, be
yeah,
careful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't want to spill it on anything. Nothing especially, yeah. So that was very, very, very cool. And I think, Carl, are you chomping at the bit here?
Well, you know, you guys have a sound that you obviously spent a lot of years playing together.
And yeah, it, I think it, 35.
It
well,
sure,
Mike and
you
I
sure
have been
hear
together
it.
For
I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
It's like we are one.
I've been with you guys 35 dog years.
35 dog years, yes. Paula's been with us 35 dog years. That's good.
All right. Let's see. There was, you know, I just want to ask, I'm not going to ask a lot of questions, but. Let's pretend like you are, and you probably know these people, you're speaking with a young person, and they're saying, gee, I want to do what you do. How do I start? What should I
first
do?
First of all, okay, here's the deal, folks. Yeah. First of all, you got to get yourself a record player. Then you put on a big LP, and then you keep moving the needle back and learning the song like we did.
Right.
Okay, you got it too easy now. I got
because we didn't have YouTube.
Right, right.
I got no bleeding eyes for you.
Yeah.
I taught music, and I taught some guitar lessons and stuff, and people would always come in and kind of want to know how you did this or how you did that. And it was always hard for me to be a teacher. I'm not fond of it at all. But the kids these days and adults, you know, we sit around and do it all the time, learn uh-huh. stuff off the internet. It's just so easy. It's just crazy easy now, you know. Think about the times when we were growing up as teenagers learning how to play and you got to write down all the lyrics off an LP or off a cassette tape, back it
right.
up, or the worst part, off an 8-track tape,
oh my
where
gosh.
Half the song was on one track and half was on number 4.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, we had it a lot more difficult, but, man, if you want to learn something, it's out there. Type Google it. If you want to learn a song, Google it. There are people that are out there teaching you, slowing things down, making it very,
right,
very
right.
easy to just sit at home and learn your tool.
Right.
You know?
And
learn your guitar, learn your bass.
Learn your guitar, learn your bass.
Whatever.
There are sometimes students maybe are not motivated quite enough to do that on their own. And then parents, you know, hook your kid up with a good teacher and it doesn't, you could give a couple tries at it. Maybe the first one is mm-hmm. not the one that you would like, but or that your student gets along with. And, you know, just a couple lessons sometimes to get them started. Make sure they have their own place to practice where it's quiet, you
and
know.
And then bring them to a bluegrass festival
yes.
and turn them loose.
That's it. And that was my last thing is the live music. You know, whenever mm-hmm. I ask young people in here, what got you hooked on it? My mom took me to a concert.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, you know, we went to see this, that. That's so important to get your kid to see live music.
Absolutely.
And they'll want to do it. And
absolutely.
That, and that's part of it. There's the motivation.
So, and one of the songs that I'll
try to do before we leave here. You know, I have kids, when we do our live shows, they're younger people. Some of them are relatives who are saying, why don't you do Post Malone? Why don't you do... And I do it. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I can do that. I ain't scared of nothing, you know? So even us old people are doing Post
Flat
Malone.
Flat Scruggs is great.
Post Malone. Yeah.
He's the guy with the tattoos all over his face.
Right, right. I've seen him.
Yeah.
Not in person.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Okay, so Mike's going to do another song called Dust Bowl.
Right, and we will. It won't last longer than 7 minutes. I'm sure we'll have time to...
Yeah.
Okay, well, watch the levels on this one. We'll have to try and be careful because we'll blow the roof off on this one.
Back up the smell.
We kick it off.
Yeah.
Singing. Ready, Paul?
Yep. One, two, three.
This town has got a hold on me. This town has got a hold on me. Now I lost my soul, I'm stuck here in a dust bowl. There's a road leading in, but there ain't one out. There's a road leading in, but there ain't one out. Now I'm on a roll, stuck here in a dust bowl. It's gonna blow, oh, whoa, oh, 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 Lord. It's gonna blow, oh, 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 Lord. It's gonna blow, I know I'm stuck here in a dust bowl. It'll spit you out. Yeah, it'll pick you up. It'll knock you down. Yeah, it'll take its toll. I'm stuck here in a dust bowl. It's gonna blow, oh, 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 Lord.
Lord, Lord.
It's gonna blow.
Oh yeah.
Dust Bowl. Thank you.
Very, very nice. Okay, and that was Dust Bowl, and who wrote that?
That was a song by Casey Chambers. She's from Australia.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
She's very, very good. Oh my goodness, she's so good. I can't remember her honey's name. Nicholson is his last name, but he's very talented, and they do a lot of duet stuff together, and it's rock solid. She's really, really good.
Very, very neat. So, you know, I'm thinking we'd certainly have time for one more song, but I think I'm going to take this opportunity to thank Paul Jones, Kim Curtis Munson, and Mike Munson, the Fishheads, for being here, and oh my gosh, I just feel so grateful.
We're very happy to have been asked to come back.
Yeah.
We were here quite a few years ago. It was when I think we were kind of first starting out with Paul, because Dave was on the beat here.
Dave Anderson.
Yep, Dave Anderson. And so we were in here first. And Paul takes up a lot of room.
He takes up a lot of room.
So I'm surprised that they let us back in.
But Manny sure cuts the cheese, I tell you.
And so this song is going to be...
I'm going to do the Post Malone tune.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. It's called Circles.